What up, what up, what up? Good morning. Welcome back. You know the name of this shit. How many times I gotta repeat it? Huh? Do I have to say what this is? You should know what this is by now. But yes, I love to say it. It is another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. Today is a wonderful Sunday. Sunday. Beautiful Sunday today. Still in New York City. Winding down, just one more day before I get back home to my family in Atlanta. Yesterday was a cool day. I had to get out of my hotel room and come stay with my brother. So I went from the west side of Manhattan to Harlem. It's been quite the transition as I step over K2 Attics and live life. But it's cool. I'm kicking it, having fun. Went out late last night. Did another spot at the Amazing Cellar. And look, I know I keep talking about this cellar, man. But I stayed, checked out Neil Brennan. Neil Brennan, writer on the Chappelle Show. Man, I just sit in this place and laugh. You know, it's one thing to be able to perform in the place, but I just sit in the place and laugh. It's so refreshing to watch these comics in this place. It's just a wonderful, magical place. I mean, Neil Brennan was fucking brilliant. It was literally, just funny, man. And then after Neil Brennan, I watched Dave Attell completely murdered. And I'm sitting watching like, damn, you ever laugh at somebody for so long that you laugh the fuck out? Like, you're tired. It's like the shit is still funny, but you're tired. The man was amazing. Just able to almost have the whole audience on puppet strings. You know what I mean? Just he was just doing whatever he wanted to with the audience. He was just pulling them in, throwing them back out, pulling them back in. Just fucking, just brilliant, man. Brilliant. Gives me so much motivation, man, to just want to be great. I mean, really great, great comics. So I did my set, man. I felt way more comfortable than my last two sets. And I had a better time. I just took my time. I want to work on getting my timing better. You know what I mean? I was able to take my time and express myself because I look at stand-up comedy as the purest form of self-expression, almost similar to like being some type of poet or some shit, but you being a poet, but you making people laugh and you're getting comfortable in the silence. I think doing a lot of urban rooms, black rooms, a lot of black comics, we have an issue getting comfortable in silence. It's just a cadence of bam, 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 bam. You know, you just hitting them. But when you get comfortable in silence, you're able to have a better setup for your jokes, see? When you're setting that joke up, if it's quiet in the room and they're paying attention, you're winning. You're winning. You don't have to just bail because you don't hear that laughter. So that was great. Also, I got to check out Steve Harvey on the NFL Honors. And that shit was a tragedy. That shit was horrible. And I'm sorry. Like, nah, people were saying, like, only people mad were black people at his white. No. Listen. I watched that shit. That shit wasn't funny at all. That motherfucker looked uncomfortable. It was a stretch, man. It was literally like watching the fucking Titanic just ship. The Titanic drown. You know what I mean? Like, the ship was going the fuck down. It was going down. And I mean, he was reaching, man. It was just such a stretch. I'm like, where the fuck is he going? Like, the jokes were cheap. The jokes were dated. It was fucking it was a fucking horror show. I'm sorry. Now, I'm sure somebody would say, oh, you just hating. Nah. Nah. I'm not fucking hating. That shit was terrible. Let me tell you something. The most cringy shit was when he said Joe Namath made him want to be a pimp. Now, in the early 2000s, we looked at a pimp like in the early 2000s, even the late 90s or whatever, you know, this whole thing about pimps was like in, you know, like just in the music and kind of in the culture where pimps were just seen as like these silly guys who wore a lot of stuff and they were sharp and they dressed and got all the ladies. Well, in 2020, the term pimp is literally synonymous to a fucking human trafficker. Okay, that's number one. So I'm thinking human traffic. I'm 42 years old and I cringe. Pimp. Hey y'all, that taught me to be wanna be a pimp. Joe Name was the first one that taught me to wanna be a pimp. Like somebody in that writer's room should have been like, nah, I don't think we should go there. It should have been somebody to say, nah, I don't think we should go to that particular location. And considering the climate that we are in right now with the Me Too movement and the whole era, you know, with the women and men in powerful positions, Steve Harvey shows a picture of Joe Namath in a fur coat in the 70s, and Steve finds this fur coat and puts it on and uses it as a prop. It's the same fur coat that Joe Namath had on in the picture. He uses the fur coat as a prop, and when he places his fur coat on, the first thing he pulls out of the left pocket is pantyhose. Okay, that's the first thing. And I'm looking at Joe Namath's face, and all he could do in this awkward moment was just laugh. That's all you could do because this shit is creepy. It's fucking weird. Then he pulls out a note and he says the note was sticky. Okay. Now, the times are too turbulent for that shit. Times are too turbulent. You almost waiting. I'm sitting there watching Joe Namath scared. I'm like, fuck. Is a woman going to come out and claim these pantyhose? I am scared a woman is going to come out and claim these pantyhose and claim that receipt. I was with him that night and he took advantage of me. All from this stupid ass. I mean, that shit was fucking cringeworthy. Come on, Steve. You're better than that. And I'm like, dude, if you stop doing comedy, don't do comedy. One thing about doing comedy, you gotta have your ass on stage. I don't give a fuck. If you're not on stage, you're gonna die. You're gonna die, especially in something like that. With something like that, you need to be on stage consistently. And not only do you need to be on stage consistently, but you need to be on stage in front of people, just in front of people. People of all backgrounds, socioeconomic status, diverse groups of people. To work your shit out, man. Where you could say some shit that'll really fucking hit. So I'm giving him a definite two thumbs and everything on my body down for that shit. Cause I mean, I watched that shit in amazement. I'm like, man, what the fuck? What's going on? It was a black lady. Let me tell you how funny that shit was. It was an old black woman sitting in that front crowd, who is this nigga's demographic, watching him fucking stone-faced. If you could, look, if you listen to this, go to the YouTube Steve Harvey's monologue and pause it on the black, to show you how horrible that shit was. Because an old black lady, not gonna lie, her stone-facedness showed you that that wasn't shit. It wasn't shit. So, that was rough. That was rough. Now, please don't consider me a hater. Steve is cool. I don't have nothing against Steve. I'm just calling him what it is. Like I say, there are often nights I bomb. A lot of nights. And I'm going to tell you if I bomb. I'm going to tell you. A lot of times I tell people I bomb, they don't even think I bomb. But I know that I could do much, much better. So, I guess I'm going to leave on that note. That was 10 minutes of fun. My name is LeVar Walker, and this has been another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. And comedians, if you listen to this, get out. Get on that stage. Stay ready so you ain't got to get ready. I'm out. Take care.